Thank you for calling the Veterans Crisis Line. My name is Lewis. How can I help you?
Veterans Crisis Line, this is Robert.
All right, now I know you said that you have a knife nearby you. Do you agree to not use that knife while I put you on hold?
There's a lot to know about the Veterans Crisis Line. First and foremost, it is not just a hotline for veterans considering suicide. Any veteran or service member experiencing any kind of distress at any time can call.
Whether they're dealing with relationship issues, problems finding work, problems just adjusting back into civilian life, there's a ton of things they could be running into, and they need to understand they're not alone, and these things can be worked out.
Jason Edlin is an Army veteran and has worked as a responder at the Veterans Crisis Line for almost 5 years. He was there when HBO filmed the documentary. He isn't in the movie, but says it delivers a message that the public needs to hear.
I hope that the people can better understand what veterans go through during the transition, and there is help for them in the process for the veteran to get help.
The Veterans Crisis Line fields more than 22,000 calls every month.
What you're telling me is that people have to do something drastic before they get help. That's what you're saying. I understand that you're in a lot of pain.
Since 2001, more veterans have died by their own hand than in combat in Iraq and Afghanistan. And while suicide has been increasing, the Deputy Director of Suicide Prevention at the VA, Dr. Caitlin Thompson, likes to point out some distinctions.
We're finding that of those veterans and service members who die by suicide, less than half of them have actually been deployed. So we can't just kind of put it all on, well, they were deployed and they all saw combat and that's why they're all dying, because that's actually been shown to not be the case.
Thompson says suicide is complex. Many veterans and service members have the same reasons as the general population for killing themselves, such as financial and relationship problems. But military service can compound those issues.
We are working so hard at the VA specifically, and the DOD as well, in our suicide prevention efforts. Another thing that I didn't bring up, but I want to just acknowledge, is the culture of using firearms in a veteran population. And it's been shown that veterans die by suicide by firearms far more than the general population. Veterans and service members are very comfortable with firearms. And so, you know, gun safety is also a very important consideration as we continue to look ahead.
Before taking her current position, Thompson helped the Department of Defense set up their suicide prevention office. She also spent 4 years as a clinical care coordinator, overseeing the responders, the people who answer the Veterans Crisis Line.
It's such a unique environment in that way. It's a very emotional environment to work in. It's very high stress. We know that there's a level of burnout that can arise.
In the documentary, supervisors are seen comforting the responders after some of the more difficult calls.
It was in Afghanistan.
Oh, okay. So
yeah.
That's where he was?
Yes,
yeah.
He was.
And that was some of the worst fighting when they first started in Afghanistan.
Well, he kept talking about bodies floating in the water.
Thompson says the value of the HBO documentary is that it gives the veterans a chance to witness the care and compassion of the responders on the other end of the phone.
These are the people that are answering these calls and want you to call. We want veterans and service members to pick up the phone and call. And at times it may be very, very hard for people to do that, but I'm hoping that after seeing some of the faces on the other end of the phone and hearing some of the stories, that will help to promote the crisis line as an option.
That option also extends to family members and friends of veterans and service members. The crisis line is open to them too, as well as live online chats and texting.
Can I get you to agree to not use the gun while we're talking?
He was planning to bleed out.
All right, we got him.
Thank you so much for helping us.
I'm not going to leave you. I'm not going to go anywhere. I'm going to stay right with you.
I'm Bobby O'Brien in Tampa.